You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
If you are a born-again Christian, raise your hand. Up there. Yes.
你还没有举手, and
if you did not raise your hand, hope you will raise it later.
最近在讲台上, 我们牧师们都在查考
Recently, the pulpit has been studying the Acts of the Apostles.
所以我也曾经讲到《使徒行传》的里面的经文。
So I have actually preached from the book of Acts.
今天早晨我特别要把《使徒行传》11章跟13章
I'd like to share with you from chapters 11 and also 13, and there are important texts that I'm going to share with you. And in my heart, I have this heavy burden. And I feel that as from these two chapters, we as believers and attendees at ECBC, we need to learn from these. Although I have preached on this particular portion of
Scripture,
However, from a different perspective, I'm going to talk about the Church of Antioch.
为什么我要讲安提阿的教会呢?
And why the Church of Antioch?
有三节圣经就摸中我的心。
There are three verses that have touched my heart.
我想弟兄姐妹,如果可以的话, 你就把这三节圣经看一看。
And if possible, let us review these three verses.
第一处圣经,那是在 第十一章二十一节，《使徒行传》十一章二十一节。
The first can be found in chapter 11, verse 21.
好，找到以后我们大家一起来读。我想，Let's
all read together, verse 21, chapter 11.
都与他们同在。The
Lord was with them.
信而归主的人就很多了。
And a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们,你盼望不盼望,我们圣道堂也是有这样的一句话在我们中间出现说,这个这一个教会,你会主与我们同在,信而归主的人就很多了。
Do we not hope that this same verse will apply to ECBC, saying the Lord's hand is with ECBC, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord at ECBC.
第二节圣经,
Second verse.
我请你们大家读第24节,
in 11:24.
24,
what does it say? And a great number of people were brought
24节,
to the Lord. 24.
好,我们大家一起来,好不好? 请来。这巴拿巴原是个好人, 被圣灵充满,大有信心,于是有许多人归服了主。好不好?我们盼望不盼望圣道堂也是有这样的一个现象。Do
we not hope that ECBC will also have the similar phenomenon at
24? 有许多还没有信主的朋友们,亲友们,应着我们 圣灵的工作,因着主与我们同在,使很多的人归向了主。And
don't we wish that through the non-believing friends and relatives, that because of certain people here, that they have come to know the Lord?
第三句话,好帮助我。And
the third verse that helped me.
那是在第13章,第2节到3节。
Chapter 13, verses 2 and 3.
13:2-3.
And the Antioch Church has brought so many people to faith.
Antioch 的教会也是完成耶稣基督所吩咐给门徒们的一个大的使命。
The Antioch Church also fulfilled the great commission that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples.
耶稣说你们要去使万民作为的门徒。
Jesus Christ told the people, you have to go and make disciples of all nations.
当时门徒们是在耶路撒冷。
And at that time, the disciples were in Jerusalem.
我非常相信他们没有这个概念要到世界去传福音去。And
I'm sure that they did not have the vision to evangelize worldwide.
但是主与他们同在。
But the Lord was with them.
圣灵在他们中间帮助他们。And
the Holy Spirit helped them.
所以你可以看见就在那个时候圣灵就感动这个教会巴拿巴
And at that precise moment, the Holy Spirit moved the people so that they can send Barnabas and Saul out.
弟兄姐妹们，你不要平平常常小看这一句话。
And let us not look lightly on these words.
这一句话好像是保罗给巴拿巴这个走出了一个小步。
And it looks as though Barnabas and Paul have taken a small step.
但是这个小步就完成了主耶稣基督所吩咐的一个大的步。
This small step is to accomplish a big step in the Great Commission.
为什么?
Why is this?
也就是因为巴拿巴和保罗被安提阿教会打发出去，从那个时候开始，福音就传遍了全世界。
And it is because they were sent out from Antioch that the gospel has been sent worldwide.
每当我想到安提阿的教会,
so every time I think about Antioch Church,
我就想到我们圣道堂,
I think about ECBC.
我何等盼望我们圣道堂的弟兄姐妹能够有这样的一个这个意向。
How I hope that the ECBC brothers and sisters will have a similar vision.
也有这样的一个负担,
will have this burden.
让这个教会有很多很多不信主的人能够归向到主的名下。
May this church win a lot of lost souls.
而这个教会也成为一个差传的教会，因着我们弟兄姐妹出去，使很多的人蒙恩得救。
May this church also be missions oriented so that the people we send out will bring lost souls to Christ.
为了这个缘故,
for this reason,
我今天早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹来分享这些神的话。
I'd like to share with you God's word.
请记得一件事情,
so remember one thing.
这个安提阿的教会是怎样的成立的?
Let us think about how was the Antioch church founded.
安提阿的教会是怎样的诞生的?
And how did the birth of Antioch church came about?
安提阿是一个外邦的地方。
Because Antioch is a Gentile place.
And the 历史告诉我们说, 安提阿这个地方是罗马的第三个大城。
According to history, the Antioch city is the third largest city of the Roman Empire.
最大的城是罗马城,
the biggest one being Rome.
第二个城是一个这个 Alexandria, 亚历山大城,
followed by Alexandria.
第三个城市就是 Antioch.
And the third is Antioch.
Antioch 城差不多有50万的人口。
At that time, there was about 500,000 people.
都是外邦的人。
They're all Gentiles.
他们不认识耶稣基督。
They do not know Jesus Christ.
但是很奇怪的，圣经告诉我们说， Antioch 的教会就诞生了。
But amazingly, the Antioch church was given birth there.
安生, Antioch 的教会就成立了。
It was founded there.
弟兄姐妹为什么呢?
The question is how come?
我今天早晨要和弟兄姐妹看见三个属灵非常重要的人物。
I'd like to share with you three important spiritual personalities.
爸爸的这三个非常重要的人物就是在我们教会产生了。
And these three personalities are present in our church.
我也要为着我们圣道堂的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And I want to pray for the ECBC brothers and sisters.
爸爸的，我们像安提阿教会里面这三个很重要的人物。
May we have the three types of personalities that the Antioch church has.
第一件事情,
first,
安提阿教会的成立。
The birth of the Antioch Church.
安提阿的教会的诞生,
the birth and the founding of the Antioch Church.
那是圣经告诉我们说，是一些无名的传道人把福音传给他们。
The Bible says that it was founded by the unnamed missionaries.
他们是
So they are considered the spiritual midwives.
收生婆晓得吗?
Do you know a midwife?
接生啊,
These are people who are helping with the birth.
我们和医生不仅是看我的病,
And we go to a doctor to look at my disease.
他也接生了很多很多的孩子啊,
But the midwife can do delivery.
那这个非常重要的一件事情,
So this is an important thing.
弟兄姐妹们这些的人, 因为是在那个耶路撒冷有大的逼迫,
Because there was a lot of persecution in Jerusalem.
因为信主的人, 他们这个外邦的人就用, 这个一个犹太人用各样的方法就逼迫他们, 让他们做
Because the Jews were persecuting the Christian believers.
所以圣经说, 这些人门徒们就离乡背井, 他们就到了Antioch.
So the Christian believers left Jerusalem and went to Antioch.
换句话说,
In other words,
Antioch的教会的成立,
the founding of the Antioch church
不是使徒们,
was not by the disciples or the apostles.
也不是长老, 耶路撒冷的长老们,
it was not done by the elders.
也不是那个带着这个带着了有清水的传道人,
it was not done by the professional evangelists.
那是无名的传道人,
but rather the unnamed, the unknown evangelists.
我所谓这些的属灵的收生婆, 那是无名的英雄。
So these are the spiritual midwives who are the unnamed heroes.
如果没有他们,
without them,
Antioch教会就不会成立,
the Antioch church would not be founded.
如果没有他们,
without them,
Antioch 就不会打发保罗和这个班拉巴出去, 把上主耶稣基督的大使命完全成就。
The Antioch church would not have sent Barnabas and Paul out to fulfill the commission.
我觉得这些无产无名的传道人何等的重要。
So these unnamed evangelists are so important.
虽然似乎是他们逃难出来的,
it is as though they were refugees.
但是到了安提阿,
they went to Antioch.
他们没有隐藏起来,
and they cannot hide themselves.
躲避起来,
they did not hide.
他们没有害怕,
they were not afraid.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
他们大胆的,
that courageously,
他们勇敢的,
courageously,
他一点没有保留的,
and without reservations,
人就传扬他们所信仰的,
they went to proclaim Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 今天圣道堂需要有这样的无名的传道人。
Today we at ECBC need these unnamed evangelists.
虽然到今天我们还不知道他们名字,
although we still do not know their names,
但我相信,
however we believe,
在天上记录他们的名字,
that in the heavenly kingdom their names are there.
在地上虽然没有人纪念他们,
although on earth nobody remembers them,
但在天上, 上帝要重重地来奖赏他们。
But in heaven the Lord will heavily reward them.
他们是无名的传道人,
these are the unnamed evangelists.
没有人纪念他们,
nobody knows, nobody remembers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
圣道堂需要你需要你需要我, 我们在那里成为一个属灵的收生婆。
And ECBC would need people like that to be spiritual midwives.
我们出去传福音,
we go to evangelize.
是到处能够建立教会,
we want to go and found churches.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你愿意不愿意呢?
And the question is, are you willing?
你愿意不愿意呢?
Are you willing to do this?
有的人说,
some people say,
这几个传道人, 无名的传道人,
these unnamed evangelists,
可能是在当时初期教会120个人当中的几个,
could have been one of the 120 of the early church.
也很可能就是在哥林多前书15章, 主耶稣基督向门徒显现的时候, 其中有500多个人, 耶稣也向他们显现。
Or it could have been in 1 Corinthians 15, where Jesus showed himself to 500 people, these people may have been in 500.
可能这些的人,
and these people,
就是这500个人当中是看见主耶稣基督向他们显现的人,
these people may have been present in the 500 and personally saw Jesus Christ resurrected.
他们实在是一个重生得救的人,
these are people who are truly born again and saved.
他们实在是一个 满了这个主恩典的人,
and these are people who are filled with blessing and grace.
我常常说,
I always say,
Antioch的教会,
the Antioch church,
是他们把他收生, 这个收生出来的。
These are people who are midwives who attended the delivery and the birth.
他们传福音,
And they spread the gospel
把他们生了下来,
and caused the deliverance.
好像保罗一次再次地说,
just like what Paul said.
他说,
he says, you, the Galatian church, I have given you birth through the gospel.
在不同的圣经里面说,
I have used the gospel to cause your birth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so it makes me think about this church.
40几年以前,
four decades ago,
刚刚我还没有出来以前, 他在我的office,
and before we came out, we were speaking in the office.
就讲到 这个教会刚刚开始的时候,
and we talk about the early start of this church.
我常常说我不是这样夸口的讲道,
and I'm not trying to boast.
我说的讲到上帝的恩典,
and I talk about God's blessing.
开的时候只有两家两个家庭开始,
when we started we were two families.
后来有弟兄姐妹来了,
and then there are brothers and sisters,
我们传福音了,
and we share the gospel.
那个时候他给我同工,
at that time he co-worked with me.
那个时候给我同工, 他给我翻译,
and he was translating for me.
开业领唱诗,
and leading the choir.
你知道那个时候几岁啊?
At that time, how old was he?
啊? 这个二十几岁啊?
He was in his 20s.
因为我42岁的时候,
because when I was 42,
他22岁,
he was 22.
我现在86岁的时候,
when I'm 86,
他60.
Yeah, that's okay.
那弟兄姐妹他也在跟我一起同工啊,
so we have co-worked together.
所以我们在那里就传福音啊,
so we were sharing the gospel.
我告诉各位啊,
I can tell you,
如果你去看看你追溯到我们这个圣道堂刚刚开始的时候,
when you look back to the early founding of ECDC,
每一次受洗都是40个人30个人50个人啊,
we would have every year we have baptism for 40, 50, 60 people.
如果在三十几年以前你跟我同工了每一次我们这个受浸的时候都是有几十个人啊,
and every time we had baptism it'll be in the tens.
我们也不是到别的教会去抢几个人来,
we did not go to steal some people from other churches.
我们也不是到别的教会去偷几个人来,
we did not go to other churches to entice people
over. 我们也不是从别的教会就拐几个人来,
or to try to ask a few people to come over.
有一个传道人说啊,
the one particular pastor said to me,
这个是真的哦,
and it's true that happened.
他是讲了很天, 好像天真的,
he was trying to be cute.
那我听了很心酸,
but I did not like it when he said.
那个时候我们在旧的礼拜堂,
we were in the old church.
从几个家庭开始,
from a few families,
慢慢就到了几十个人,
then we were in the tens,
然后到了差不多就两三百个人的时候,
then we were in the 200, 300.
那么这个传道人呢就 到问口外来开始教会。
So this new pastor came to Vancouver to start a church.
在我们教会旁边, 我不告诉你哪个教会。
And I will not tell you where he was located, but he was close by.
然后他就跟我们教会的姐妹们讲, 不是弟兄啊,
and he spoke to a couple of sisters at our church.
圣道堂人才济济,
ECBC has too many people.
圣道堂恩赐多多,
and ECBC has too many people with talents.
我们刚刚开始的小教会,
we are starting a new little church.
我们没有人,
we don't have people.
我们没有人弹琴,
we don't have people to play the piano.
你会弹琴啊,
you can play the piano.
圣道堂没有请你弹琴,
ECBC did not ask you to play. Why don't you come and play for us?
我告诉你啊,
so with those words, many of the sisters left our church.
他讲的是很天真, 我听得很心酸啊,
he would say it very cutely, but it was a sour note for me.
后来感谢主这几个大概离开到了他们那里差不多好几年了最后又回来了,
but many of these sisters, after they stayed there for a few years, they eventually came back.
弟兄姐妹请记得,
remember this,
我们都应该有这个心态,
we should have this attitude.
我们不要把别的教会的人拉到我们这里来,
we're not trying to pull other believers from other churches.
我们要像这些无名的传道人,
but rather learn from the unnamed evangelists, so that you preach to the unsaved,
传讲耶稣基督,
and preach about Jesus Christ,
耶稣死了,
how Jesus died,
耶稣埋葬了,
he was buried,
耶稣复活了,
he resurrected,
耶稣升天了,
that Jesus will come again. And you look at the Antioch church. The Lord's hand was with them.
讲是我们本分,
And we have to speak. That is our obligation.
但是, 圣, 上帝的工作是他的作为,
but to have the work take fruit
圣经告,
is his work.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
他们在那里讲道了, 传福音的时候,
and when they were preaching the gospel,
主与他们同在,
the Lord was with them.
如果你看原文的圣经的话,
if you look at the original text,
是主的手,
it says that the Lord's hand was at work.
Oh, 我告诉你,我看你心里很感恩。
So when I read this, I am thankful.
我传福音,
when I preach,
没有办法叫一个人真正相信耶稣是复活的主。
I cannot convince people to believe in Jesus Christ.
我最近越来越感觉到,
and that's the more I feel that.
为主做见证说是耶稣从死里复活了,这是真是荒谬的事情啊。
And for to preach about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that would sound weird.
有史以来哪一个人从死里复活过?
So how many people have resurrected from the dead?
除了耶稣在世界上三个人复活,
although he caused three people to resurrect, Jesus did, but then people died. There are people who resurrected, but they died. But now people, the disciples say Jesus has resurrected, and he showed himself among us, and eventually we saw him ascend to heaven. And we heard the angels proclaim his coming back. Dear brothers and sisters,
我们讲,
we speak,
不容易使人信,
may not let people believe,
但是主的灵, 主的手, 主与他们同在, 人就悔改信,
but when the Holy Spirit moves, when God's hand is at work, people will come to faith.
我们的本分就传福音,
so our obligation is to share the gospel.
这个人信不信是上帝的事情,
whether or not he
对不对?
Comes to faith is up
你们说对不对?
To God. Don't you agree?
两个人说对啊,
there are two people who agree.
哎,对不对啊?
Do you agree?
Yeah.
To proclaim the gospel is our obligation. To testify is what we should do.
但是这个人信不信主,
whether he will come to faith or not, it is dependent on God.
主的手与他们同在,
the Bible says, the Bible says that God's hand was at work and many people came to faith.
弟兄姐妹们好不好?
Isn't it good?
不是凭我们口才,
it does not depend on our eloquence. It does not depend on our wisdom.
It
does not depend on our capabilities. We simply do our best and testify.
但是使人悔改,
but to make people confess their sins, for them to come to faith, is dependent on God.
如果主不在我们中间,
unless God is in our midst,
如果主的手不开他们的心窍,
unless God's hand opens up their heart, no one
被信服耶稣实在是从死里复活,
will come to faith and believe that Jesus Christ truly resurrected.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
也就是为这个缘故,
and it's for this reason,
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
安提阿的教会就成立了,
the Antioch church was founded.
今天我早晨, 今天早晨我要问,
so this morning I'm going to ask you,
圣道堂的弟兄姐妹上上下下,
for all of you brothers and sisters at ECBC,
我们牧师们不敢问了,
the pastors would not dare ask, but I can ask you this question.
在我们中间哪一个人愿意做圣灵的受圣仆?
And question is, who among you would be willing to be the spiritual 出去传福音, to go and proclaim the gospel, to testify for God. You don't proclaim yourself. You don't proclaim ECBC. And you don't try to proclaim other things. To testify about Jesus Christ. He's a resurrected Lord. And how he transformed my life. His life has transformed my life. So are you willing to? Question is, are you willing to be a spiritual midwife, to go and do the delivery? So many people out there needs to be delivered at birth. Question is, are you willing to?
愿意不愿意?
Are you willing to?
愿意不愿意?
Are you willing to?
愿意举手?
So if you're willing, raise your hand.
我看, 不要放下去啊。
I see so many people.
放下。
Yeah, you may put it down.
第二件事情,
second,
不仅是有属灵的受生婆,
not only is there spiritual midwives,
婴孩,
The baby is born. The baby. The baby needs what? The baby after birth would need a nursemaid.
如果说没有奶妈的话,
Without a nursemaid to care for the baby, the baby cannot grow.
And
without the nursemaid, maybe the baby will die.
你记得不记得,
Do you remember Moses?
摩西生下来的时候,
after his birth,
有很敬畏上帝的收生婆，一收下来就把他弄死了。
And there was actually a very good spiritual nursemaid, midwife that caused his delivery. So the parents of Moses tried to keep him for 3 months. He was too big. No, there was no way.
And
they had to build a waterproof cradle and put it afloat by the Nile River. And the baby was crying in the cradle. And at that time, the Pharaoh's princess was actually bathing in the Nile.
就把它开开来，这个小孩就哭了，他就收留了这个孩子作为他的养子。
So this princess then discovered this baby in a cradle and adopted the baby as an adopted son.
那么收了养子怎么办呢？
So what is he going to do?
当时摩西的姐姐就躲在那里。
At that time, Moses' older sister was hiding in the grass.
就看看他的弟弟生死如何。
And she was observing whether or not the younger brother, baby brother is going to die or not.
看着法老的女儿把他收留了。
But now the princess has picked him up and adopted the son.
所以他就过去了。
So she came over.
她说：“这个公主，公主啊。”
So Miriam said to the princess,
这个孩子需要不需要奶妈？
Do you need a nursemaid to care for this baby?
她你找到你奶妈吗？
Can you find?
她说：“我给你去找一个。”
I have one.
去找到谁啊？
So who did she find?
啊，多聪明啊！你看看。
So how smart?
她就把她的妈妈。 叫来就是来喂养这个小孩，小摩西啊。So
the older sister called on his own mom to come and be the nursemaid for Moses.
所以这个摩西，小摩西妈妈就长成了。So
baby Moses now grew up.
长大了。He
grew.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。So
dear brothers and sisters.
Antioch的教会,
the Antioch Church.
他刚刚诞生的。After
birth.
需要有奶妈把她养大。
The Antioch Church needed a nursemaid to care for the baby.
那需要属灵的奶妈。
So it needed a spiritual nursemaid.
哪一个人？
And who was that nursemaid?
Barnabas.
And it is amazing about Barnabas. Barnabas was sent by the Jerusalem church. When the Samaritan church was founded, the Jerusalem church sent Peter and John to that church.
为什么这个 在安提阿教会成立了，他们就差派巴拿巴去，不差派彼得和约翰去呢？
And the question is, why did the Jerusalem church not send Peter and John to Antioch? Instead, they sent Barnabas.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
你讲，你不讲，我也不讲了。
So if you're silent, I'm going to be silent too, eh?
的弟兄姐妹，你要知道，巴拿巴就是那地方的人。
Actually, Barnabas is from Antioch. He knows their language. And he knows their culture. And he would know the temperament of the Antioch people. So the Jerusalem council was smart in sending Barnabas there. And Barnabas was was tender and kind. He understood the language. He understood the culture. And he understood their faith. And he was a meek and gentle man. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He is a man filled with loving kindness. And he is a man of faith. He knows how to counsel, he knows how to encourage, he knows how to help people.
你可以看见，也就是因为巴拿巴这样从这个从群的在那里来帮助他们。
And because Barnabas was helping the Antioch church,
来在那里教导他们,
and taught them,
来安慰他们,
to comfort them,
勉励他们,
to encourage,
鼓励他们,
and to counsel,
弟兄姐妹, 使这个教会长大了,
the church grew.
慢慢就长大了,
it matured. And for this reason,
圣经怎么说?
What did the Bible say?
我请你们看那个一节圣经。
Let's all turn to.
刚才我们看了,
we read this before.
我们看第二十四节, 大家记得,
verse 24.
那在这里告诉我们说, 巴拿巴原是一个好人。
It says that Barnabas was a good man.
这个好人是讲到他的性格。
It means his temperament.
他的举止行动,
that his actions.
他行事为人,
whatever he was doing.
他实在是一个非常温柔一个人,
he was a gentle and meek person.
他是非常有主耶稣基督爱的一个人,
he is a man filled with the love of Jesus Christ.
他也被圣灵充满,
and he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹, 如果圣灵不充满他,
because if the Holy Spirit does not fill him,
光光凭肉体的在那帮助他们,
if he was helping by the flesh,
他们不会长大,
these people will not grow.
所以他们被圣灵充满,
so when they're filled with the Holy Spirit,
而且他有信心,
and he has faith,
他劝勉他们,
he would encourage them,
他跟进他们,
he would correct them,
他辅导他们,
and to counsel them.
让圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
他劝他们要立定心志,
he encouraged them to have an unwavering resolve.
在这里我请你们大家看一些圣经,
let's read from scriptures.
我们大家一起来看第23节,
verse 23.
他到了那里看见神所赐的恩就欢喜勉励众人立定心志恒久,
he encouraged them to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们今天圣道堂需要巴拿巴。
Today ECBC needs people like Barnabas.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.